It's day 177. Hi. 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 Just trying out some different highs.
In a world of delicious calories, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising and misinformation at every turn.
Even by those that are trying to claim they care about your health.
One man faces the ultimate battle. This is hashtag 365.
The march to the halfway point continues at the end of this week. We will be halfway there. Absolutely unbelievable. The goal is in sight, 14 stone. I can see it in my mind's eye. And I know that every single day matters now. There can be no slip-ups. The weight needs to come off continuously, and the only way that's going to happen is if I keep all the principles, all the realizations, all the work that I've done at the front of my mind. So today, I wanted to revisit the realization that I had early on in the podcast that food is not my friend. Well, certainly not food in the way that I knew it back then anyway. What do I mean by that? What I mean is I've spent the past 35 years believing, or even if it wasn't consciously believing it, feeling, which is actually sometimes even more powerful, feeling that food can help me solve my problems. Food can help me celebrate. Food is there for me in some way, that food is my friend, but food is not my friend. And that's such a potent realization. Because I look to it, if I'm feeling down, if I've had a hard day, I look to food to cheer me up. Food's not going to cheer me up. Certainly not the food that I've been eating. If I had a really vibrant salad, some fresh fish, natural olive oil, something like that, that probably would cheer me up. That would probably nourish my body in a way that actually has a lasting benefit on me. Salty, sugary, fatty foods might give you a hit, but ultimately, it keeps you in the spiral, it keeps you in the mindset, and ultimately keeps you in the body that you're not necessarily in love with. What kind of a friend is that? That to me sounds like a toxic relationship. You know, someone that goes, hey, yeah, I'm your mate. What do you want? You can have me however you want me. I'm here for you. And then is secretly fattening you up. Is secretly taking years off your life. Secretly turning you into an addict. First one's free. I'm here for you, bro. Toxic. Food is not your friend. And it works the other way as well. Celebration with food. I remember in the very, very early days of the podcast, I remember thinking to myself, if I get to the end of month one, I've done, achieved this, that and the other, I'll definitely have to go out for a big meal to celebrate. And then I was like, hang on. What are you doing? Those are the kind of thought patterns you're supposed to be dismantling here. I think there's a place for it. I think when you've got control of it, all good. Not saying you shouldn't eat, obviously. And food as part of a celebration is a wonderful thing. If it's part of a healthy relationship with food, not when you're in a destructive place where you believe that food is the answer to all your problems, when it is not. And in fact, as we've just discovered, it's actually a toxic friend. Food is not your friend, so stop treating it as such. It's there for you to utilize to nourish your body. And once you've established a better relationship with it, then, and only then, can you start to strike up a friendship with it once more. Make sense? I think that makes sense. Got to keep that front of my mind as we hurtle towards the halfway point. So, yesterday we talked about calorie creep, wanting to ruin your day. Today, the realization again, revisiting the fact that food is not my friend. And tomorrow, another sort of powerful realization that I had, that being a bit hungry is actually okay. When you've got weight to lose, when you've got lots of fat stores, to lose that, being hungry, a little bit hungry, not so bad.